I invite you to include as much detail as you're comfortable with. And let's just start at the beginning. When you were thinking about going to get that master's degree, what inspired you to attend St. John's?
Very interesting question. My mother was working at Wagner College, and I loved Wagner College. So when I started as an executive, I picked Wagner College, and I was at Wagner College, and I took a couple of courses there. But then I realized that I wanted to be at St. John's. So I transferred my courses over, and they were both accepted. And I started at St. John's University, and I was very happy with St. John's. And I really liked the professors.
Okay. So what was it you said that you were at a different university and you realized you wanted to be at St. John's? What brought that about?
Well, you know, Wagner College is a small private college, and I liked their MBA program, but I didn't like it as much as I liked St. John's. When I entered Wagner, I wasn't sure, but then when I took a couple of courses, I realized I wanted to go to St. John's, so I went to St. John's.
Okay,
and then,
gotcha.
And then, you know, I was an executive on Wall Street, so I wanted to take finance so I could do my job better.
Right. Okay. Got you. Absolutely. And you mentioned that you had really good professors. Do you remember any of them by name? Is there one that was more impactful than the others? You know, what was it about those professors that caused you to say they were really good?
Well, you know, there was two. And, you know, unfortunately, we're talking about a long time ago, so I could only remember one of the names. I don't know the second name, you know, unfortunately, because the second name had a profound impact on my career also. But Dr. Cribben was a psychologist, and he was also a professor of organization behavior. And Dr. Cribben was excellent. He was good in trying to build somebody's self-esteem. He was a little coarse, you know, like, I mean, he was kind of tough, but he was also really good in showing, you know, if somebody improved. And that's what he did with me. He said, well, you know, this guy really improved throughout the semester. And then there was another guy, I can't remember his name, you know, unfortunately, I wish I did. But he was a finance professor, I believe. And he, you know, he was able to write on the board from his mind and from notes and from his knowledge. And then I asked him about teaching, and he said, you know, once you get your MBA, you could be an adjunct teacher, especially, you know, at the undergrad level. And so then he encouraged me to be an adjunct professor later by saying that. And then I got my doctorate, and I became a professor.
Awesome. Okay. Very nice. So you mentioned that you went to school to help you be more effective at your career. Tell me a little bit about the ultimate impact that getting that degree from St. John's and the influence you had from those professors, you know, what was the impact on your career?
Well, that's a good question. There's two things that you want to think about when you go in. And, you know, I write about MBA programs in the news and U.S. News Report and stuff. So, you know, the thing is that when you go in for your degree, either you choose a degree that you want to use later, the major, like say you want to be a finance person, you study finance, or, you know, you're in a position where you're trying to take courses to enhance your career. So I was working on Wall Street, so finance was perfect for me to increase my knowledge about, you know, how finance works and bonds and stocks. So, you know, it advanced my career on Wall Street. I wasn't executive, but I ended up, you know, getting promoted. And then I left to be a professor in like 2000. I got my doctorate and I chose to get my doctorate in management, but I still taught adjunct this is interesting. I don't know, you know, your job could be interesting, you know, what you do, or it could be, you know, like the same things people are saying, you know. So hopefully I could add some color and make your job fun today when you talk to me. So an interesting thing was Dr. Chen, I believe his name, was the head of the MBA program at Queens. And he selected me to teach finance at the MBA level. And I taught finance at St. John's. So it's like I went full circle.
Yeah.
You know, I started as a student, got my degree in finance, was an executive, taught finance for him. And actually, he was upset when I left to be a professor because he said, you know, I have you on the roster to teach and you're leaving me. I said, well, you know, I got to go. I got to be a full-time faculty, you know.
That's awesome. So you are doing that now?
Yeah, that's what I do now. I'm a, you know, I'm a professor. I'm a leadership trainer, and I also executive leadership trainer, and I also do a lot with social media and the with reporters. And I have 12 books working on, you know, some more. So
wow,
got about 12 books. Yeah,
that's awesome. So you have taken that degree far.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at my website, DocProv, you know, that's why I said that's my handle. So if you look at DocProv.com, you, every one of those icons on my About page are quotes, you know, that I got in the news, like Forbes. And so even just looking at my bio, you'll get a lot of stuff. It's only, a, you know, a little paragraph, but you get a lot of stuff. I kind of say everything I do now, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, so I'm a professor and, you know, and I'm also a leadership executive trainer.
That's awesome. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I got one more thing to make your day because you seem so special. I really like what you're doing. I write children's book with my 10-year-old children. My daughter was 10 when she came downstairs in the summertime after staying up kind of late. And said, Dad, I wrote these poems. What do you think? And I said, well, these are great. You know, if you keep writing them, we might be able to write a book. So she wrote three more. Well, she wrote three in total. And then she had to get back to school. But I took those three poems and started a first book. And we got a series now called Happy Go Lucky.
Awesome.
And in May this year, I noticed, you know, it was terrible, you know, with the pandemic and everybody was home and, you know, it was scary. So, you know, and what I did was I had them write another book. So we wrote a new book in May and it's called The Pandemic Strikes Home, which is, you know, another one of the series of Happy Go Lucky, which started when my daughter was 10. So, you know, I even though I'm writing leadership executive books and scholarly books and books like that. I also write children's books. And if you want more color, I could take your time all day, but I got even more color. When you look at my stuff, you'll see what I do is I donate my books to, I'm a philanthropist for the orphans in Tanzania, Eastern Africa. So I send books over there and I got a bunch of children holding up my books that have no money, no nothing. I even sent them stuffed animals, right? And you can see some pictures with them holding my stuffed animals.
Aww.
And they never even had, they don't know what stuffed animals, you know, think about your children and the children you know and how many stuffed animals they have in their rooms, you know? And then you think of Africa, it, you know, they never have any. They call them staffed animals with an A. And then, you know, when you saw them in the picture, they had monkeys and dragons and, I mean, not dragons, monkeys and giraffes. So, I mean, here's like kids that, you know, live with animals. They don't have any stuffed animals. And then they get, you know, some stuffed animals from me. And the only reason why I sent them is because when I sent so many books, it was so expensive that, you know, I had to, you know, see how I could lighten it up. So I put some stuffed animals in the box and it ended up being a big hit. They were holding my books and the stuffed animals.
Wow. Oh, I love it. What a great idea.
It's all over there. It's all over my website. I started a coalition of children book authors, and that's on my last tab. And I even wrote an exam for children based on my children's books. That's free. And I keep that on that site. But a bunch of authors from all over the world now are sending books to the Tanzania Eastern African orphans.
Oh, that's so great. I love it.
And they built a library in my name. They called it the Dr. Michael Provatera Library.
Oh, that That's awesome. You have a library.
I mean, it's like I can't even make this stuff up. You're like, is this a reality show? Is this guy a liar? I can't even make this stuff up. It's real. You could see a bunch of kids holding like a big piece of paper. Like, I don't even know how they did this, so creative. And on a big, big, huge piece of paper, like a flyer, I don't know, they wrote, "Thank you, Dr. Michael Provatera and Janet Provatera," you know. So little kids. And, you know, it just means so much to me, you know. And a lot of the authors that I connected with, when they drop off those books at the, you know, at the post office, they feel so much better when they walk away knowing that these little kids are going to get books.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to have the opportunity to read.
Exactly.
And that's just wonderful that you're doing something that's benefiting. Perfect. Wow. Well, I have one more question for you, and it's very general. So, you know, answer it however seems right. What does St. John's mean to you?
Well, St. John's is just about everything to me because, you know, it was like the focal point of the end of my Catholic education. You know, now I'm what you would call an associate for the Adrian Dominican Sisters. So, you know, I'm not like a deacon or anything, but I'm an associate. And being Catholic was really important to me. And I went to St. Sylvester's. And then, you know, I kind of strayed a little bit. I went to St. Leo a little bit undergrad. Then I went back to St. John's University. And it was so impactful going to school and, you know, trying to do the best you can. And then studying in the library with the statues and stuff, you know. It was just really powerful. And then going back and teaching there. And when I taught there, I had about 50 students in the class. And, you know, I did a great job. I got really good reviews. You could ask Dr. Chen. But, you know, it's great to teach at the MBA level, you know, when you're an executive. And I did that for a long time before I became a professor, and now I teach full time.
That is so – I just love it. You have a great story, you know.
That's it. I got one more for you, one more.
All right, okay? All right, yeah, please.
When you buy my book, and I'm not telling you to buy it because you can look at it online for free. So if you go to Amazon online and you look inside, I have 58 orphans' names and their name and gender, because sometimes you can't tell their names if they're boy or girl. They're all kids under 16 or whatever, you know, some even younger. And I say, if anybody wants to donate a book, they could just donate a book. It doesn't have to be my book. It could be a Dr. Seuss book. So even though, you know, I'm not, you know, soliciting, you know, it's in the book. So if somebody gets the book and they go, wow, look, here's 58 names that are updated in May that I could change. I could send a book to this kid, you know, and I don't ask people to do it. I just say, if you want to, but it's such a wonderful thing. And that's why I just wanted to add that because, you know, as St. John's moves ahead and they're looking at how they're affecting the community and how their alumni affecting the community and what they're doing to change the world and make it a better place. That's, you know, that's something that's very unique. You know, helping the kids.
Absolutely it is. There aren't enough people doing it, but you're doing your part, and that's wonderful. Well, that's such a great story. That, you know what? And you accomplished your goal. You put a big smile on my face.
And I'm still working at it. So, you know, I never stop. I'm continuously. I'm working on a book now called The Post-Pandemic, Looking at Transformational Leadership. And, you know, so it just continues. I guess a good note for you to, if you wanted to quote me or put it in, is, you know, St. John's helped me to not only be all I could be, but also to help me enjoy my career and enjoy life, you know, so that's it, you know, so you really got to enjoy your career and enjoy life or else, you know, before you know it, it's going to be gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is what we get.